You're saying to imagine there's a place card with your name on it. So if you've ever gone to a banquet, a wedding, or whatever, and you look for your little name, or if you've never done that, sometimes there's a place card and it's like, there's your name and you know what table you're sitting on. So they're asking us that to imagine that there's a place card with our name on it that's showing us our master seating. So when we think about masters, we think ones, and masters are ones that have master consciousness. What we're really tuning into is our own current lifestyle. So not current perhaps in terms of our present observation, but current in terms of our entire tapestry, in terms of all that we are being exposed to regularly. So that regularly is an important function. It's an important element to what is stirring us. We want to remember that we are disassociating from our past of limitation and moving into our final broadcast. So our final broadcast is our true witness, our true persuasion, our true understanding. So again, when you think about being guided, you want to remember that you're being guided by your own higher self's hand. However you receive that, if you have an overlay or energy or just a free-spirited, bright, shiny self, however you want to receive that, or it could be one like holy dress and robes, all are welcome, because the more that we can coincide with our true essence. So our true essence is not something that we're evolving, it's something that we are learning how to associate with, how to receive, how to honor, how to pay attention to, how to defer to. So what we're deferring to when we defer to what we refer to as God is our own godly essence. And so the more that we play along, the more that we introduce, the more that we just allow. And so the stretching of the imagination of having our name in that place card is helping us understand that we are already there. We are already perceived. That we're already perceived in our balanced state, in our wholeness. And the more that we permit that, allow that, receive that, abide by that, circulate with that, we come alive. And so coming alive is we're no longer dreaming past tense. So what you think of as your life, it's really just past tense. In other words, we're following just these this rule book of limitation where we kind of hunker down. And so it seems like our life is super and groovy and fun and fantastic. But in fact, we're just sort of recirculating beliefs. And so what we're doing is we're springing forward. We're almost like you were a captive and now you're free. So anything where we go beyond, anything where, whether you're going beyond, for some of us, we're seeing a golden key. So we all get these images from our higher self that spring us into action, that help us perceive, conceive of our extraordinary light. So as we will receive our kindest glances, and our kindest glances are, your higher self kind of winking at you, smiling on you, loving you, adoring you, finding you attractive. So finding you attractive is not like, of course, you're attractive in the physical, but finding you attractive, meaning like equals like. So in other words, who we are in our divine essence is attracting, assimilating, recognizing, responding to the aspect of self that's coinciding with our destiny. So what we're learning to do is to step up into our highest approach, into our highest broadcast. And the signaling of faith is necessary because, again, it's being offered. What we're doing is learning how to receive, learning how to consent, learning how to authorize. So it's like, UPS shows up, I need someone to sign for this. So it's like you're authorizing, and we're going beyond. So this is where they say it's like faith-filled assurance. We're walking on faith. We're stepping into new approximation. We're stepping into new realization. And this frequency, this vibrational alignment, agreement, what this does is pushes us beyond, moves us into new circumstance, into new vision. We're, as we decide to attest, so we're attesting, we're deciding, we're claiming, we're taking our place card, finding our place at the table. We are allowing that new relevant feature. So again, as we hold this place of honor, and this is very, very relevant, that we come to hold that place of honor, that we hold that greater value and influence of ourselves. So again, we've all had teaching where, you know, you don't want to be different, you don't want to step out of line, all this, you know, traditional, they're calling it warfare, actually, because, you know, the ego is actually at war with ourselves. It's really hatred. So what we're doing is we're signaling our readiness to step aside. So step aside is there's a formula, there's a script, there's a linear programming, and we're stepping aside, moving into new placements. So you can think of it as a timeline, a parallel reality, coinciding with your loveliness, stepping into the shoes of your higher self. Whatever is being presented is being offered. For me, I'm sitting on a chair that has like peacock feathers, because peacock's always enlightenment to me. So again, trust what you're receiving, trust your new alibi, trust your ever-present devotional stanzas. So I just see like musical notes, and someone's got like this shamanic imagery where you're dancing on those notes, and then those notes again are frequency, and it's permitting your extension. So again, whatever brings you greatest glory, greatest influence, greatest assuredness is your admittance. So just imagine, like, I just have like these tickets, you know, being admitted to the new arrival. So we want to feel that. We want to feel ourselves in our new evolved state. So again, it's we seem to be evolving. What we're doing is simply coinciding with what already is, what is already established, that we are bringing, we are fortifying, we're agreeing with, we're selecting. So we're selecting it in consciousness and bringing it into our recommendation, because this is where we're divine in form. So we are divine. We've always been divine. We've always been perfect. What we're doing is coinciding with the current existence. So using the body influence, bringing forth the divine inheritance. And so this is where we bring forth the new witness, the new engagement. So this great awakening that's occurring is occurring within ourselves in the plural, because we keep stepping into new allowances. So we want to get very comfortable with allowing the shift. And again, the shift is faith-filled, because we're going beyond past tense. We're going beyond what we consider to be possible. So as we move into the upgrade, as we move into the new enhancement, we're stepping out of prior conditioning. Now this is very significant, because each of us are going to be introduced to new allocation. So you're going to be gifted with an idea, an offering, whether you spontaneously consider it or it comes into the physicality, and your right, your freedom, your token of admission. So when we say yes, faith-filled, stepping beyond the past, moving into new allowance, moving into joy, moving into new consideration. So the joy is experiencing a new understanding of self. So when we're looking for those opportunities, we're not, they're saying we're looking on the wrong door. So we're not looking for the opportunity in someone else's hand. We're looking to be present with the opportunity within our current understanding of self. So this is where it's coinciding with our loveliness. It's allowing ourselves to beat with our heartbeat. So the love of self, the love of self. They're saying that is primary because, of course, God is love. We are love. So everything else is phenomena of past considerations. So when we move into 5D, when we move into unity consciousness, we have to be unified within self. And so this is where there are a lot of spiritual travelers that are very, very good in being loving and kind and have arrived for many. And there's still that self-doubt, or there's still that self-prejudice, whatever we took on hook, line, and sinker. This is what, just imagine you're unhooking. So you're just unhooking. It's like, I don't need this dream material anymore. I don't need the generational teachings. I don't need the suffering. I'm moving in my faith-filled allocation into my divine inheritance. So that's why this feeling, this consensus of the shift is necessary, so that we allow that new delicacy. So the delicacy is, this is getting good because we're agreeing to new arrival. So again, they're saying we have to make room within self. So we're all being shown where we're out of alignment with self, where we're kind of like still taunting ourselves, bullying ourselves, low understanding of our beauty, of our wealth. And so some of this is going to be regurgitated. In other words, whatever you need to toss around, reconsider, release, is going to be stirred. So again, we're moving into our new reality where we have the tools, we have the alignment, the vibrational consensus, so that we can dismiss. So you're going to have this energetic sort of like a holding place that helps us identify. I was going to say re-identify. They're like, no, identify, because we're the ones choosing. So it's like, I want A or B. I want past tense. I want new beginning. So we're learning how to coincide with our loveliness. We're learning how to gift ourselves with the new allocation. So again, it's a choice. It's a faith-filled allowance, and it's an agreement. So again, we're stepping into our holy placement. We're stepping into the truth of self. How do I put this in words? It's an agreement of consciousness. So as you agree to it, it is. As you agree to it. So it's a leaving of old address. So however you perceived yourself, like, I'm someone that just is always stuck with this, or I always say that, or I always manifest that. That's the old address that you are agreeing to part ways with. So it's going to require a requirement. In other words, to hold it in place requires your new victory. So you're going to feel it where I can't be talking bad about myself and hold on to this new gifting. So you may win $50, and then an hour later you may lose $50, and you're like, why? Why is the universe doing this to me? So we're showing ourselves our mastery input. So again, we're in this holding place where we're being supported to become masters of our own consciousness, where we see through self-evidence, through what happens, what we're choosing, so that we learn how to agree with our light. So we learn how to choose with love, specifically ourselves. So specifically ourselves. So we want to remember home is where the heart is. So we want to make sure we've got the hearth, we got the fire burning, we've got, I have like a Valentine braided rug in front of myself and my little visualization. So again, everyone's being shown their new convenience. You may simply be doing Reiki on yourself and you're seeing yourself. I have someone with like these beautiful golden angel wings on. So again, our higher self knows exactly how to help us find our place. And so we're learning how to hold that with due relevance. And they're just kind of shaking things, sort of like just to kind of show that we're shaking out all that is no longer in alignment with our new agreement. So allow yourselves to receive this in victory. So we choose the victory. We choose the alignment. We choose the new vibration. We choose the new self with faith-filled assurance. Again, aligning with that mastery self that is already present. That is already present. Whether you have beautiful robes, you have angel wings, you're just sitting at a banquet with Saint Germain, whatever stirs, whatever arrives. Trust the vision, trust the feeling, and allow yourself to proceed with delight. Let us receive.